More than 80 line personnel and support staff from Gulf Power Company departed on Monday. Spokesman Gordon Paulus says they're helping out fellow Southern Company utility Georgia Power.
They're staging at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which is just south of Atlanta. And actually, the ice storm is still coming through there. So they're going to be working in the Jonesboro, Georgia area, which is a suburb south of Atlanta on U.S. Highway 41. So once the ice storm clears out, then they will begin working on restoring power there.
PAX is expected to dump as much as 8 inches of snow and ice on the Atlanta area. Many of the Gulf Power crew members there now got in some practice here 2 weeks ago.
It's employees from all across our service territory, Chipley and Crestview and Panama City. We always pull employees from each group. Several of them worked the storm in Dallas in December. Of course, all of them worked in Pensacola area and Milton when the storm hit here, and so more are on the way to Atlanta to help as well.
Gulf Power's contingent is part of an armada of more than 200 trucks from Southern Company utilities throughout the Southeast in support of power restoration activity in the wake of PAX. Paula says going to other parts of the country helps keep their skills sharp, even though winter weather events have been few and far between.
Obviously, ice storms are a different bird than we deal with tropical storms, but it's the same philosophy of, you know, replacing poles, replacing wire, and getting the power back onto customers as soon as possible.
Atlanta International Airport, they've canceled more than 95% of their flights today. All the airlines operating out of Atlanta think it's better to cancel the flights rather than have people stuck mid-travel.
Back home, there's a lot less traffic in and out of Pensacola International Airport. Director Greg Donovan says their largest carrier is keeping aircraft on the ground thanks to the weather in both Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina.
Delta has canceled all of their flights today, so that's 7 flights. And then that initial bank tomorrow morning of flights have been canceled as well. We do have aircraft on the ground here. We do have crews that are overnighting here. So as quickly as they can get into the recovery program, we'll certainly have flights originating from here going to Atlanta.
Since it's only rain for the Pensacola area with temperatures above freezing and conditions improving throughout tonight, it's business as usual for airlines serving other cities that don't use the Atlanta and Charlotte hubs.
Well, we do have flights that are going to Dallas and Houston to Nashville, even though Nashville is having some effects of winter weather. U.S. Airways is doing some case-by-case basis, but it's probably going to be more cancellations. Our Miami flights, our Tampa flights, or our Orlando flights are all on time and on schedule.
Travelers are advised to check the status of their flights in real time at FlyPensacola.com and verify delays and cancellations with their carriers.
But if you're here locally, you could also go to the counter and get rebooked. It's going to take the airlines probably a day, two, maybe three, to fully recover when you have a complete shutdown like this with a busy place. Atlanta's the busiest airport in the world. It's going to take a little while for their schedule to recover.
Normally, usually it's about 1 every 2 years where we have to go to ice storm. So this is definitely an unusual winter for us.
Gulf Power's Gordon Paulus says when the crews return to Pensacola from North Georgia, they'll sit down and determine what went right and what needs to be changed before the next such event.
When we went to Dallas in December, it was very slick with all the ice. So we're now working with chains on our tires in the Atlanta area just to kind of help us safely manage the roads better in those icy conditions. Each time we have a storm, we come back and see what worked, see what didn't work, and adjust it so we can do better the next time.
Reuters is reporting more than 110,000 Georgia Power customers without electricity as of Wednesday afternoon, with most outages reported in the metropolitan Atlanta area. Some customers may have to wait up to a week for power to be restored, according to a Georgia Power spokeswoman. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.